In my lesson today, I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from the Old Testament, from the book of 1 Samuel. And I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from the New Testament, the book of Mark. And I'm going to be talking on the subject of friends. Don't we all need friends? Everybody at one time or another will need a friend, someone that can help you when things are not going well in your life. In 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, we find David here. He's on the run. There's only one friend that he can depend on totally. His name is Jonathan. David and Jonathan were friends one to another. David had been dependent upon Jonathan in order to survive. For David, life was a daily struggle just to survive. The hunter was now being hunted. David was being stalked by a wild man, an angry man, an offended man, a jealous man. He was jealous and angry and demonic. This man was not only angry and had murder in his heart, he also had money and the manpower to get the job done. The Bible says that David escaped to the cave Adullam, and when his brothers and all of his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And listen to what it says in the next verse. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. David went to that cave alone, but he soon found out that he was not the only one that was having problems in life. There were others distressed as well as he. There were others that was discontented as well as he. There were others that were in debt. They too was on the run. David discovered that he was not the only one that was facing objects in life that he could not overcome alone. David discovered that there were others just like him, everyday people, working people that were stressed, in debt, discontented. Maybe you can identify with these 400 plus men, including David. Maybe you can identify with the stress they were going through. Maybe you can identify with the debt that they had incurred. And maybe you can identify with the discontentment that was in their heart. Most of us have had days of distress, days of indebtedness, days of discontentment. But they came to David and made him a captain over them. And now I want to read from the book of Mark, the 2nd chapter. I began reading with verse 14. The Bible tells us that as Jesus passed by, he saw Levi. Levi, of course, being Matthew, sitting at the seat of custom. And he said to him, "Follow me." And the Bible says that Levi / Matthew arose and followed him. And then the Bible tells us that Matthew made him a great feast in his own house. The Bible says that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus. and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. The scriptures that I read in 1 Samuel chapter 22, we find that those that were distressed, indebted, and discontented gathered themselves unto him. This was David. And then in Mark 2, we find here the son of David. And the Bible says that the publicans and the sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them, and they followed him. He became a captain over them. They became followers of him. In fact, one of those publicans was one of the 12 apostles. Isn't that amazing what God can do with a sinner, a publican even? Call him right out of his office and appoint him to be an apostle. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes we think that being able to work for God takes many years of study, many years of right living, and would require many people recommending you. Well, if Levi was looking for a recommendation as far as being an apostle, he could not have found one. Even Peter, James, and John, and Andrew would not have recommended this. He was a publican. The Jews hated the publicans. The nation of Israel was always restless under the Roman yoke. The Israelites prided themselves and boasted that they were born free and was never in bondage to any man. They had hoped for a great future under a Messiah who would lead them out from under this Roman yoke. This Roman yoke galled their shoulders. And the idea of paying taxes to a foreign government was certainly grievous to them, that the people of God should pay tribute to a heathen power was a bone of continuous contention. And the people who collected these taxes were held in bitter hatred. They reserved their most intense contempt for any of their countrymen who would lend themselves to this business. They regarded such a person as sharing the guilt of the oppressor. The Jewish society drew a circle around the publicans and set them aside as moral lepers with whom respectable people would never associate. Matthew was regarded by the Pharisees as one of the off-scourgings of society, a man not to be acknowledged in the street, and to be shunned if he would even have the gall to enter into the synagogue or the temple. But here, right at the outset, Jesus broke all of those rules. He disregarded all of their traditions and fashions. He addressed the publicans as if they had the same feelings as other men, talked with them, went into their houses, so that he came to be commonly called by those who wished to show their contempt of him, the friend of publicans and sinners. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but tomorrow I'll be right back here again on the same subject. But before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to say this. Can you believe a man who his own local congregation threw him out of the building? They hated him. They tried to kill him. Yet sinners drew near to him.